This is Ted Kennedy. Smokers cost more than non-smokers in medical expenses. What else is new? But shouldn't they pay more for health care because of that? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a new study makes clear that despite their shorter life expectancy, smokers typically have significantly higher medical costs than non-smokers do. Over the course of their lives, the average male smoker will have one-third higher medical bills than a man who has never smoked. For the average woman smoker, the costs are one-quarter higher. In other words, even though smokers tend to die younger, their higher medical bills for cancer, heart disease, emphysema, and other major illnesses more than offset the fact that their earlier deaths save payments under Social Security. Whether the issue is insurance premiums or hospital and doctor's bills, non-smokers shouldn't have to pay for the unhealthy and expensive habits of smokers. It's one good reason why cigarette taxes should go up, Al. Don't you agree?
Ted, the real question is, when have you ever disagreed about new taxes? I am willing to consider responsible and reasonable ideas, but supporting any new tax, though this one is attractive, at a time when we are literally being bombarded with all sorts of new spending hikes is difficult for me to swallow. There wouldn't be a need for many of the proposed taxes if Clinton wasn't so gung-ho about increasing new spending by $153 billion. As Congress confronts the very tough problem of properly funding health care reform, cigarette taxes will indeed have to be on the table. I pledge to keep an open mind on health care reform since it is absolutely essential that we develop a bipartisan consensus to enact it. Americans may want health care reform, but they want spending cuts too, and nothing would please them more than see you finally kick the habit on spending. Taxes Anonymous is looking for you. If you have a topic you'd like Ted Kennedy and me to do on Face Off, send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.